that the challenge with many DA-type liberals, let me put it that way, is that they believe that you must give expression to liberalism in the way that they perceive it to be. And the moment you contradict and go against that, not because you are any more or less committed to the values of what it means to be an individual, all of that, is that you then find yourself in a space where, A, you don't fit in. And I think there's something about the DA that, to be honest with you, in the preaching of tolerance, is a highly intolerant organization. In the superiority of the very group that are in charge now and the perception of themselves, is that it subconsciously suppresses diversity of views, diverse individuals, and it becomes less inclusive in a bizarre sort of world. And so I do think there's something about the culture of the organization that has been inbred in there for decades that needs thorough reflection, in that it creates the space where I think, and for me, it's not just unique only to the DA. I think it sometimes manifests itself in some aspects of corporate South Africa in certain spaces. But I do think uniquely in the DA, this is a question that DA must ask itself intently. Why is it that there's a discomfort to views that are contradictory to a small cabal of people who believe that the DA by birthright is theirs to own?